This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Dom time. Welcome in. Scott Presler in Wisconsin just texted me, involved in something. Nothing bad. And I think he'll text back in a second. He'll be with us at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And again, this guy is such a resource. As I said, I heard the Republican Leadership Conference was good. Jack Ciattarelli did very well. Our eyes are really on the governor's race there, without a doubt. Harry Hurley, our buddy, did that interview. Rich interviewed two of the other candidates, Ed Durr and Bramnick, who are, you know, at least at this point, not clear contenders. And the other guy, Spadia, decided to not show up and play ball. But Scott has been on this Wisconsin thing for months. New York Post headline today, most important election of the year is being held in Wisconsin. Now, I agree with that. As much as our eyes are in Jersey, how much we want the governor's mansion to stop what's going on over the last 8 years and craziness. If they win in Wisconsin, in the Supreme Court, they'll do just like the Pennsylvania Supreme Court did. They'll gerrymander. They'll change things around. And you know how critical it is. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine that we're going to have a tougher time, I think, holding the House, given everything, than holding the Senate in the midterms. The one good thing in the midterms, though, people on the other side, the people that are calling on Democrats to get moving, they're making the point that Trump has checked so many boxes here, so many, that this may not be your ordinary midterm, meaning there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of stuff pushing forward with Trump and more to come, things that are popular and what he has done that's broken through with various groups that historically Republicans would have an unbelievable time with. Now, can that be transferred, though, when his name's not on the ballot? You know, and the rallying cry will be, if you don't do this in the House, then we know what's going to happen, what they'll do. They will be in a holding action for the next 2 years. They will stymie everything. So what are the things that can go off the rails? Well, some of the stuff, people get nervous when Elon Musk or somebody starts talking about Social Security. That's always an area where you got to worry there could be difficulty, it could be some degree of blowback. But what's happening at these town halls? Democrats have been putting the Republican, an empty chair there for the Republican, and just seething and attacking. One sent them donuts. Let them eat cake. Yeah. I'm a guy. I think Congressman McKenzie is going to do a town hall. And I'm a believer in that. President over the weekend reached out and praised the guy who did one in North Carolina, where they were yelling at him, and he let them know back the things that he stands for. You know, if you have to cut it off, it's just impossible after a while. Get an hour, 45 minutes, half hour in. Do that. Hold the town halls. But what's happening at these big Democrat town halls to go after Republicans, you have Democrats, apparently Democrats, standing up and screaming at them that they're not fighting, they're not doing enough. So they're not attacking Republicans there. They're attacking the people that are in front of them. That would be Democrats that are running it. Now, as far as the Bernie AOC tour. All right. So the theme is that Musk and Trump and maybe a couple of others are oligarchs. Although Bernie calls it oligarchs for some reason. And you got the grumpy comedian playing himself. And then the bubbly AOC. Here's the danger for them. Because they're getting people out that go to protest. I mean, I'm not going to, look at this and say they're not drawing some numbers. I don't know about 30,000. It might be drawing 8,000 to 10,000 people in some of these places, which isn't bad. Not Trumpian, but not bad. And these are the real, let's go farther and farther to the left people. And that is great in the infighting. Then you throw Newsom into the mix, who's pushing back and trying to move the other way. And they're not unified at all. I mean, other than going after Trump and Musk, what is it they're doing on this tour that gives them a rallying cry? What's the issue? What is it that would unite them, at least on paper, to be able to succeed? And the answer is, so far, nothing. So the attacks on Musk are about the fact they see Trump as somebody you can't get after. He's still going to be pretty popular. Here's a little bit. I mean, it's just the NCAA wrestling. Here's President Trump. This is YouTube, too. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Here's President Trump's. Well, Henry, better to play the ESPN coverage, right?
Yeah, the ESPN gets a better crowd pop in it, but if you wanted to see it up close, yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah, all right, so let's go 3B. Here's ESPN's coverage of it.
It is what it is. For me, I don't really focus on those things because that stuff comes here today and it's gone tomorrow. So for me, I just really try to put a focus on just keep getting better, scoring points.
States, Donald Trump in attendance tonight at the Wells Fargo Center. Taking in his second NCAA wrestling championship. He was on hand in 2023 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the 45th and 47th president of the United States.
All right, so, Joe Biden's a bad comparison. Would Joe Biden have gotten that kind of President Obama back in the day, you'd have to say would. But it was big time. And it's just the college wrestling championships I didn't watch any of it. I'm not.
Trump got to witness the greatest upset in NCAA wrestling.
Is that the heavyweight one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what a match to be at. I mean, the emotion in that building, too, on top of that. Oh. Yeah, I mean, it's stuff you
watch
dream of.
So the Penn State guy lost.
No, I'm talking about Gable Stevenson, who wrestles for Minnesota. He's the Olympic gold medal champion. And he was defeated in the championship match by Oklahoma State's Wyatt Hendrickson. Right. And if we could play that call at some point, it's
let's play it. Do you have it?
I don't have it all. Okay, all right. I will.
Yeah, it's one of them came back from winning an Olympic medal, gold medal, and got back into the college ranks somehow or another.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And Penn State.
Wyatt Hendrickson. Gable Stevenson.
Yeah. And Penn State is so dominant in this. It was, it put it on the map, something that usually is not something you see too much around. All right. So 855-839-1210. There is that reservoir. There is that popularity there. And Musk is the better target. I mean, I agree with them that Musk is the better target. Now, tomorrow, we hope to speak, Dan tells me, at 2:30. all things being equal, with the Bucks County DA, because she's been very good. And I think there would be it would be interesting to hear what she's going to say tomorrow versus Joe Kahn, the con artist, the Larry Krasner light running in Bucks County. When you have a mom leading a parade of her kids, giving a finger, and then the kid with something is vandalizing a Tesla right in a parking lot in Bucks County, looks to be light, looks to be in the middle of the day, all that. Again, they catch him, which I think they will. Probably they were getting a lot of reports who this is. Somebody knows who they are. Then you got to make an example out of them. You know, the kid maybe has to clean up a bunch of stuff in public view. At least that. And the mom's got to pay for all this and also maybe get some parenting classes. Because it doesn't, it looks to me like they were determined they were going to do something here. This is a moral statement with them. So Musk is a better target for them, without a doubt, versus Trump. Because of the dealerships, because of everything else they have in their head, he'll quit, he'll get out of there. It's a rallying cry. They're drawing some people. Warminster the other day, there were a few hundred people there. This Saturday, across the world, they're saying, they're going to go after Tesla. And Pam Bundy talked about Jasmine Crockett, saying she better watch it, be careful with your language due to all the violence, all the threats around Musk and around the dealerships. Over in Cherry Hill, they had a pretty good crowd too. Same kind of thing going on. This is the best they've been able to come up with. Is that enough? No, people are not going to rally around this. It's their base. Take some heat off them. But it's not a policy. It's not a program. It's not anything that's going to ultimately pull them closer here. All right, let's go to Walt in Spring City. Walt, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Walt, thanks for the wait. Hi.
No problem. Thanks, Dan. Listen, I'm coming up with, I haven't heard it mentioned yet, the Hershey bar.
Okay.
After Milton Hershey and Hershey, PA.
All right. So you think that assumes the candy bar, that we call it a Hershey bar?
Yeah, because, you know, you always call it, give me a Hershey, right? Give me a Hershey bar. When you're talking, when you're referring to a chocolate bar, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But there's so many variants. I mean, Hershey is dominant, without a doubt.
I don't know any other chocolate bars that are just chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Mm,
like, there's other candies.
Yeah, right.
But if you're talking about a chocolate bar, no, it's a Hershey bar.
When Maisie buys like a thing of Dove chocolate, say hand me the Dove, not hand me the Hershey bar.
Okay.
Right, that's fair.
All right, we got a little dispute on that one. All right, so you got to broaden it out. It's not an easy one today. And, you know, we've gotten some that, I got to go to Tony, even though I don't know that this works, just for the fun of it in Delco. All right, Tony, what's yours?
All right, so I have two in case you don't like this one. But how about the Edison bulb?
The Edison bulb. We call it the Edison bulb?
Yes.
I've never called it the Edison bulb.
Style.
Okay.
Well, a particular style of bulb where it's got clear glass.
Okay.
And you can see the straight filaments. They're specifically called Edison bulbs.
I never heard that. All right. Take that. I've never called it that. Okay.
I can concur. When you go into like a Best Buy and you go into the light bulb section, there is like a little display area of what they call Edison bulbs of all different brands, Philips.
Is there a Tesla bulb?
There should be, though. Yeah.
Lightning in a bottle.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I can't stand with Elon Musk, the choice of the Tesla, but. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get in. How many school districts, with all this talk, and we actually talked about it even on the Travis Mannion Day, out of the $100 million given to all the schools across the state of Pennsylvania, $100 million, school safety and mental health grant programs, how many of the 500 school districts, 176 charter schools, et cetera, career and technical schools, only 18 requested to use the money for phone pouches? Only 18. So what does that tell us? Does it tell us that the school boards and the people running the schools are not enamored with at least the phone pouches? Now, hard to know how many of them have completely banned the cell phone. I put this in the category again, like the sleep deprivation we got in. It was a great interview, but Are people really believing that's the magic bullet? Now, RFK Jr. says he's going to go after it. We'll see. And I don't think RFK Jr. said it today in the cabinet meeting, but on Twitter, there's a lot of reminders that he's ready to go after stopping drug advertisements on TV. And I still couldn't be more opposed to that. You know, Dan and I talked about it before. I saw some over the weekend. There were not even, there was a sporting event followed by a concert just in a 60-second ad for a drug company. You know, and the clever names and everybody's happy and they're popping this type of thing. Then all the side effects come on. There's got to be a way you can run an ad on TV and then have to disclose more if that's what the issue is.
Why do we need ads for medications? I never got it.
You need ads for medications because how would people know about them?
Go to your doctor. Yeah, ask for a list of different potential options that you can take rather than a smiling, mascot dancing around on the TV dressed up like a mucus.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage
But the
well.
Difference is some...
Ozempic. Like,
some doctors are reluctant to be prescribing or making you aware
of it. It's a really crappy, ugly situation, in my opinion. We're living in a world where the people that have the most money to advertise and rot our brains with advertisements are pharmaceutical companies shilling products that can alter our brain chemistry onto us.
Well, I happen to see, and I'll still stick with that, despite COVID, despite some of this stuff, has the pharmaceutical industry not been a huge net plus in our lives?
Oh, I think no.
No, I think they are.
At one point, sure, but I think they've worn out their welcome.
Yeah. Well, again, I would say every day.
Ever since COVID, man.
Well, COVID's a driving force. But
well, I think they showed their cards. They prioritize money over regular daily people. Like Big Pharma has gotten way out of control. Where they I hate to be this guy and I hate to perpetuate conspiracy theories, and that's exactly what this is. So let me couch it. But I'm of the camp that I think we'd have a cure for cancer if Big Pharma wasn't so out of control.
See, that's how far it goes to me. That's just...
Why? Why is that so ridiculous? Because if we live in a capitalistic society, it doesn't make money for them to have a cure for cancer. Why is it so out of bounds to suggest that they're doing everything in their power to not have a cure for that cancer?
Because you have competition. If you discovered the cure for cancer or one cancer... The money you would make and the fame.
Compared to the over and over again of the radiation therapy and all the drugs you have to take because of that.
I just think that's brainwashing. We've gone so far now because of COVID, and I get it, what they did, Pfizer, for example, that we actually believe they have the ability. I'm not saying they're people that would not do anything for money, but how would they have the ability to hold that back with so many drug companies?
By not directing funding towards it just because they know that it's like directing more funding towards fixing radiation therapy than actually fixing cancer itself?
But there are hundreds of pharmaceutical companies. I mean, it's not like you have one company controlling it. All right, well, the debate continues. We'll get into that a little bit more at 855-839-1210. Right now, though, it's time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Has all the money gone?
All right, that's right. And today we are playing for a pair of tickets to see the Rascals' 60th anniversary on April 18th at the Keswick Great Theater in Glenside, Pennsylvania. For tickets and more information, what you do is visit keswicktheater.com.
Yeah, Dom. So today our side question is, what's that name that's become synonymous with a product? I'm going to play a band here whose name has become synonymous with an abbreviation. Before this band popped onto the scene, this abbreviation meant something completely different. But if you showed this abbreviation to anybody who grew up in the 2000s or 2010s, they would refer to it as this band instead of its original use. So I'm going to play audio of this band's first concert at Wesleyan University back when they were both in college.
Okay.
I want the band's name. Simple enough?
Yep, all right, gotcha.
Terrible.
Making mommy so proud.
bit undistinguished to me, but okay.
This band has blown up in popularity since they debuted on the scene just a few years after this this concert here, and I think they've been a mainstay in the indie pop, kind of psychedelic pop airwaves since.
All right, so it's 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Hit us with that, and you're off to the Rascals' 60th anniversary tour. You'll love the Keswick Theater. A lot of great spots around there, too. Your answer coming up on Talk Radio 1210.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, Don's Money Melody every day for a great prize. Henry, just a little synopsis, and then let's hear the clue.
Yeah, we're looking today for that band name synonymous with this acronym. Let's take a listen.
All right, hit us with that, and you are off to one of our favorite spots, the Zlock. Let's go to Rob in Bucks. Rob, who is that band?
Yeah, that is MGMT.
All right, Rob, nice. What do you think of that band? Are you a fan?
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan. I've enjoyed their music. I've seen them in concert.
All right, enjoy the Zlock. Yeah, Henry's on point here with somebody that is a fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a very wildly popular band. They obviously sound much better in their recorded versions than they do here. But it was unearthed. This footage that you're listening to right now was unearthed just a few months ago. It was their first concert from 2003. And what's shocking about it is that they introduced themselves as the management, when everyone for the last 20-plus years has been calling them MGMT. And as we know before, MGMT, you might see that and you think, oh, management. And that's exactly where they got the name from. They said, it was something as dumb as, don't use this bathroom, thanks, MGMT. And they went, oh, there's the band name, the management.
Yeah, band names are incredible. How in the world they come up with it, the ones that stick, the preposterous nature of it is just...
Yeah.
I think we've done side on that at one point. Police have just found, or at least Fox News reporting it, an incendiary device at the Austin Tesla. In other words, somebody planted something that would explode and or be in flames now at the Austin Tesla. Okay, Seattle, places like Portland, I told you, even here. And this coming Saturday is the rousing of the takedown Tesla, or Tesla takedown, whatever they're calling it, around the world will be in the... They're not going to get tired of this. They have nothing else. And tomorrow, we're going to hopefully hear from the DA, who in Bucks County might have more information about the mom and son who vandalized a Tesla in Bucks County parking lot. By the way, Governor Walz has backed away now and says he was just being funny when it came to rooting on the downturn of Tesla stock. I'm not exactly sure why, you know, he thought that that's the case, but that's where we are. All right, so this again will dominate because it's visible. They can show up on Saturdays. It's all part of it. Same people, same thing. There's no issue they're winning on other than going after Musk. And I think they're right to see him as an easier target than President Trump. so they'll continue to engage in this. And look, just because it's an American company and American jobs, they have every right to say that they hope Tesla fails. But even though you have a right to do it, there's a political price that comes with that. When you're wishing that an American company fails in this manner, then you get the arguments, well, wait a minute, what about the climate? What about all those American jobs? What about Made in America? So anytime you do a boycott, particularly of a product like cars, which are a big ticket item, particularly these, you're going to see that argument made. You can do it. How does it play out politically? It rouses their base on Musk. It gets them to feel their numbers are bigger. The media loves it. They have something they can cover. And you're going to see that this Saturday. Does it really matter in the end, though? Can you see a turning point where people are so sick of Doge and Musk and all that? I think we would have hit it by now. Not saying it's not pop. What we are seeing over the weekend, though, this story from Delaware County. Just saw it this morning. United States Attorney Dave Metcalf, by the way, Alina Hubba has been named the interim U.S. attorney in New Jersey. Now, that's big news. She's high profile. We know how corrupt Jersey is. I expect, I don't know how long the interim is going to be, that she will bring charges against any number of people as we head into the governor's race. That just came down today, and I'm not sure why the interim. Maybe she doesn't want to be the U.S. attorney. Maybe they think this period of time is particularly important. That just happened. But over in Chester, United States Attorney Dave Metcalf announced that Cesar David Martinez Gonzalez, a native of Venezuela, had been residing in Chester, was sentenced by the United States District Court to 36 months imprisonment, $20,560 in restitution in connection with a conspiracy to help smuggle and encourage and induce dozens, if not up to 100 migrants from South America to enter the United States illegally. So this is just one guy engaged with those kind of numbers. And he's right here in Chester. How many of these guys are out there? How much of this stuff goes on? I think that's a pretty light sentence for engaging in this. I think he's here illegally probably too. But this was the ring that was set up all right here in our backyard, right in Chester. All right, let's go to Karen in North Carolina on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Karen, afternoon.
Yeah. Hi, Dom. Afternoon to you. I was just thinking as I'm looking through my pantry and seeing a box of graham crackers.
Right.
And I looked up the history, and it was a Presbyterian minister named Sylvester Graham, not Billy Graham, Sylvester Graham.
Right.
In Connecticut in the mid-1800s, who invented a better, a more nutritious biscuit for American kids by using wheat flour and honey. And then it became very popular in that area, and then around 1900 was picked up by Nabisco. And, I mean, graham crackers, it doesn't matter what, if it's store brand or,
right,
you know, any brand are referred to as graham crackers.
Yeah, that's right. That's the key. You're right. If it's could be a gazillion brand names, but they're lumped into that somehow or another, even if there's a slight difference with them. And again,
oh, yeah,
it's longstanding. It is hundreds of years. Thank you, Karen. That's one to consider. Graham crackers. All this coming off the sad passing of George Foreman. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. One more time to remind you, if you haven't, if you're thinking about it, now's the time to move past that thinking and at least get all the information. That we're going to Sicily. That's right, Italy a couple times, wildly successful with listeners. But we're headed to Sicily because Conservative Tours has one of their best tours. This is the ancient crossroads of civilization. You heard Dwayne call in today about a Netflix series on this. You see it all the time on TV. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, they all left that cultural mark. And what this is it's a beautiful spot in the world, the sun, the sea, the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe in Sicily and Calabria this fall. If you're headed to Europe, not with us, but always with us, there's only one group to go with, Conservative Tours. Ken Chase, Giuseppe, you know, our friends there, they put together this great tour, only $55.44, including airfare. The dining events, legendary. Nobody does it better in Italy. The bustling Palermo we'll go to. Remember that? Pat and Montgomery out racing each other to get there. Quattro Conte. Stunning Monreal. The Palace of the Normans. 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. That's where you call. They'll give you all the information. Also enjoy the Godfather tour. Visit the locales from the movies. All three, and Calabria on top of that. The crown jewel of Sicily has to be Taormina, of course, will be there. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. Savoca, I've been told great things about. Can hardly wait to meet you, just as we do on all these trips. It's the last one was just legendary. 5544. Call them now, 888-733-9494. All right, in today's cabinet meeting, and again, we'll see the battle over this. There are the numbers actually there. Elon Musk talking about small business loans, $330 million they calculate, to people under the age of 11. Wow. Is there Johnny Entrepreneur under the age of 11? Wow. The youngest, who was 9 years of age, got a $100,000 loan. Now, again, you know, it's fine to ask to see the documentation on this. He said it at the cabinet meeting. Put it out there. Show them. Make the media have to report it. Absolutely. That's a good thing to do. The people who are not believing this, though, our friend, the Pringle, who heads up the National Education Association, she was on national TV just saying what we're doing with the Department of Education. This is cut 13. We are stealing billions of dollars from our students.
So why does it need to employ so many people? Why does it need to exist? Which Republicans, many of them, are saying it doesn't. And certainly Donald Trump trying to get rid of it.
You know, Sarah, let's be clear. Every level of government has a role to play in making sure that every single one of our students gets what they need and what they deserve. The federal government's role in the establishment of the government, the Department of Education, was at after the Civil Rights Act, where we knew that there were inequities that existed in every social system in this country. And the federal government's role was to try to close those gaps so that our students with disabilities could get the education they deserved. Our students from low-income families could get the extra resources that we know they needed. It is not okay that this administration is stealing billions of dollars from our students to give billionaires tax breaks. We know that's exactly what they plan to do. We know that students have already been harmed and hurt, and our families are reeling from the impact of taking away the role of the federal government. And let's be clear, we're not only talking about funding, we're talking about making sure that any complaints that come in from our schools through the Office of Civil Rights, which has been gutted, that they are investigated. That's why the NAACP has joined in this lawsuit. So we have a lot of work to do.
All right. So Ms. Pringle, the bottom line is these are being put into existing departments. Like the student loan thing is going to be in one, and I think they'll be better run. And they will not be engaged in the nonsense we saw with Joe Biden. Same thing with, you can take any one of these elements that she's talking about. They're going to be run more businesslike. They're not going to be a vehicle just to bludgeon people into a left-wing point of view. And that's why they're upset. They're not going to be able to get rid of the education department per se. I don't know that Congress will do that. but they're just diminishing it where it doesn't have this outsized importance. And to me, that's good enough for now, rather than it just no longer exists. It's not going to be able to do most mischief. That's the bottom line here. All right, the DA of Bucks County will be with us at 2:30 tomorrow. We've been talking a lot through the show, thanks to Sergeant Mark and his Twitter, and I put it up at Dom Show 1210. We see this mom walking with maybe three sons, one carrying food, the other a Sharpie or some other device. She gives a giant finger in the air in a parking lot in Bucks County, and then he vandalizes, following her lead right behind her. At least according to the footage, they have a right to their day in court. A Tesla. What should be done with them? Well, with him, he's going to have to, I would say, clean up a lot of stuff. At least that. She is going to have to pay for this. And also, probably take some, I'm not sure, probation, something of that nature, leading the charge on this. And I think the DA senses what I do. And if by tomorrow they know who it is, you'll hear her break it down. That this is a moment. You have it right here, Bucks County. This is egregious with the kid and the mom. People want something done about this. And it'll be interesting to see if the media asked her opponent, Joe Kahn, appropriate name, what he would do if the facts are as they appear to be. Yeah, day in court, the whole thing. Tell us what you would do. Tell us what you would be thinking about here. Would you get why you want to make a big deal out of this? You want to make a big deal out of it because it's all over the place. And you want to try to restrain all but the craziest from acting on these impulses. It's only a matter of time till they start attacking at somebody in a Tesla, or somebody in a Tesla responds to this. You want to curtail that violence, so you publicly make this something that's different than just the ordinary, you know, some kid vandalizes something. No, this is all out. They feel they have the moral high ground. Mike Opelka sends a morning report out. It's the best thing in radio to all. Great number of talk show hosts. Remember those signs? No human is illegal. Hate has no home here. And he put another one on there. It's not on the sign yet. If you drive a Tesla, you're a Nazi. All right, so...
Is he still driving a Tesla?
Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, he did.
Yeah, remember he had one himself?
Yeah, I remember he got trapped in it. Yeah. I don't know how they got him out of it.
Oh, that's right, and he gave it up after getting trapped in it,
I
right?
think so, yeah.
Ringing endorsement.
I don't know why you had a Tesla. Why? That's the last thing. They're so expensive, at least what I understand. Oh, so, man. All right, let's go to Bill in Bucks. He was at the big demonstration. 300-400 people, apparently, over there in Warminster on Saturday at a Tesla dealership along the highway. Hey, Bill, welcome in.
Well, thank you, and greetings from Bucks County.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, there were about 300-400 protesters lining both sides of York Road when I stopped there and drove along there and on Saturday around 1 o'clock. And they had all the signs out, you know, send the Elon to Mars, plus, plus, you know, and all
well,
the
Bill,
usual.
You know what's interesting?
Some I can't say or you'd have to hit the dump button.
That they want him deported. They can't, even public officials talking about deporting him, yet illegal immigrants, they don't want deported.
Yeah, I mean, Elon Musk is a citizen.
Yes, exactly. It's a choice, the greatest choice in the world when you're given a chance, right?
Right, but I did hear that there's going to be something again next Saturday, and I don't know what it is yet until I hear some of the folks.
Well, this is the biggest, the whole world. This is the big one. Around the world, they predict they'll have 500 to 700 major protests.
Right, and there were some flag wavers from the conservative side there on Saturday.
Good.
You know, driving by.
Good.
So there was a small presence, but not enough. And I tried to get some folks stirred up, but I guess it was just too late in the day. But,
okay. So, what's your side today, Bill?
My side is Adolf Sachs. Adolf Sachs.
Saxophone.
Inventor of the saxophone.
Very good. Now, Alec Baldwin, this will be cut four, dovetails in here, is not the inventor of anything. And he has that hilaria series with the wife. And this is a cut from the, I forget the name of the show. Henry, do you remember? You put it together. What do they
call it? Just called the Baldwins.
Just the Baldwins. Okay. Here's Alec Baldwin telling a story about seeing his wife's baseball bat.
I've seen one of the loves of her life naked.
Not the love of her life.
He was one of the loves of her life. He was a very important boyfriend of hers. I mean, we went to go see him on Broadway, and he was naked. And his whole, as our British friends, he had his bits out. We went to go see Take Me Out, the musical that our dear friend Scott Ellis directed, and all these baseball players were in the locker room, and they were all turned around naked with their dongs hanging out. And he's there, her boyfriend, and I recognize him. I've met him before. And when he turns around with his personality hanging, I'm like, oh, okay. He had like a clarinet hanging from his pants. The guy literally turns around, and we were all like, whoa.
Remember this more than I do.
And when you meet him backstage, we go out into the lobby, we meet them all. And her boyfriend comes in, I'm like, hey, how you doing?
And I was like, I'm going to stay over here.
And you can't pay attention to a word he's saying. He's standing right here talking to me. I'm sitting looking, looking, I'm going. Then he's looking at me going, yeah, you know, the show and this and that and this. I'm like, you have like a baseball bat that you stuff into your pants every day. How does that work for you? Well, let's move on from that subject.
All right, so we have a Maisie review on this show, or she hasn't seen it yet.
No, we watched the first two episodes. It's okay. Terrible. It's absolutely horrible. And this is a show that I was telling you about that I was watching it, and I think Alec has absolutely no idea what his youngest child's name is because he doesn't call her anything besides baby throughout the entire time. They're really trying to humanize a guy in a series that Hilaria has been trying to do for over a decade. I remember them talking about Stern, her trying to get a reality show going. And now she finally gets her wish. Why do you think that is, Dom? I think it's because Mr. Baldwin both needs good PR and he needs money.
Yes.
So the idea of this show, I think, is to bring relatability, personability to Alec Baldwin after he shot somebody, and Dom, it fails horribly.
Well, the theme that they've settled on, too,
just
is
so inauthentic.
That chaos is funny, but it's manufactured.
Oh, 100%. Like he goes to a barber shop with his sons in this first episode, and it's like, you know Alec Baldwin's not going to a barber shop with his sons. Like, come on.
My God. Baby. Hey, what's that kid?
Yeah, baby. Hey. Did you get... Hey, baby. Did you get baby?
I got to say, too, I'm not a fan of his Trump. Not because it's Alec Baldwin and not because he's mimicking Trump. I just don't get he gets the essence in Trump in a way that's effective enough. It's just almost too ideological, too pushing it back. You know, I think there are better Trump people out there that get it, even if they're a bit negative toward him. You like his Trump?
I think it's pretty good.
I
don't think it's like...
I like this answer.
I think the visuals need... Like, if you just did the audio like Sean does in the morning, he couldn't pull it off.
Right, that's what I mean. The visual. Yeah,
the visual's good,
the visuals,
though, you know?
Yeah. All right, phone lines. It's the lightning round. 855-839-1210. Hit us. It's named the product, the brand, named after somebody. And it dominates the field. Maybe we even refer to it when we refer, all this coming from the Foreman Electric Grill and George Foreman. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Hit us with your best shot here. Let's go to Joe in Bordentown. All right, Joe, what's your answer today?
I decided to go with a Seinfeld reference.
Okay.
The Ottoman, which is named after the Ottoman Empire because it was first made in Turkey, which was the seat of the Ottoman Empire.
I love the Seinfeld reference. I don't know how accurate. It was kind of joking.
That's interesting. I thought he was going to go with Gore-Tex there.
Yeah. Ah, yes. But the Ottoman is a great word. It's up there with the Barco Lounger. Jim in Egg Harbor Township. All right, Jim, what's yours?
Well, I was originally going to go with Randolph Diesel, but I got a local guy that might be a better one. John Landis Mason. He did the Mason jar from Vineland, New Jersey. I thought that was better.
We call them mason jars.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Exclusively.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm trying to think if there's any other. We don't call them mayonnaise jar. No, mason jar. Joe of Exton. All right, Joe, what's yours today?
Oh, yes. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
After I present my answer, I have a comment.
Sure.
In California, there is an art museum named after the person who founded it, the Getty Museum. And for my comment, on the radio, there's a commercial for investors schooling.
Yes.
And And the promoter is a person by the name of Larry Steinhaus.
Yes.
And I noticed something here. The speaking voice of Larry Steinhaus bears faint or subtle resemblance to the speaking voice of Dan Borowski.
Oh,
wow. I thought that was a Joe Pesci sounding one.
No? Yeah, we have to pull it. There's a lot of energy okay. in Larry Steinhaus.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I like that. That's a nice compliment.
Let's have a... If we can pull some sound of Larry, yeah, hold on, and then we'll hear Dan's here. I don't know if we can.
We don't have time today.
No, tomorrow. Yeah. Put that on the list. Tomorrow, and then we'll have Fisher Pine and Donna Sharon here. Which one is which? Then DJ and me. I don't know. We don't have a Henry here yet. Who sounds like Henry out there? All right. One more. Gary in Newtown. Gary, we have to hustle. What's yours?
I'm going to go with Rudolph Diesel, and who mysteriously disappeared on his sailing ship in 1913. They thought he was committed suicide. They thought he was murdered by Wilhelm, but they know that he worked in Canada for Diesels for the British Empire, who won the war.
All right, thank you, Gary. All right, Henry, you start us off. You took all these today.
Yeah, I like Holly and Abington's answer with the crapper, Thomas Crapper. I also liked Karen North Carolina's answer of Graham Crackers. That's synonymous across generic brands. And then one of those last answers, Jim and Egg Harbor Township, the mason jar.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like sideburns, I like the Murphy bed, and I like the crapper as well.
I think the crapper out of the box is pretty hard. That captured it, although Graham Cracker I like too. All right, let's put her into the hat here.
We're going with Crapper then? Okay.
We'll go with Crapper. Ooh, yes, Crapper. Let's get to
Holly and Abington.
All right, Holly, nice job. Richie always next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.